Welcome to Everybody Wants Something, a Degrassi podcast where two black millennials recap every episode of Degrassi from junior high to next class. Because why not? I'm your host, Sanique.
And I'm your other host, Lauren. Let's jump in.
We're back.
We're back, everyone. Hi.
Hello, hello. How are you?
How are you doing, listener? Are you doing okay? Are you doing, is the remnants of your seasonal depression also just slipping farther and farther away? I hope it is.
I sure hope so. Yeah. I know mine are. The weather's been lovely. This weekend, I went to Maryland for my nephew's birthday, and the weather was fantastic.
Nice.
Yeah. So feeling good.
Very good. Yes. How was the weather in Maryland?
It was lovely. It was lovely. It rained one day, but otherwise it was pretty, like, you know, that kind of like early spring. It's kind of warm, but like a little chilly. I went on a nice little walk with Hendrix through the suburbs, and there's a little development right by my family's house. It's like super cute. And like there were like flowers blooming on the trees. And I was like, oh, look, it's spring. And it felt very lovely. And so,
yes, I love that about Maryland.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get a taste of that suburb life.
I know. I can't wait. How are you doing?
I am doing good. The weather here is also like being consistently warm. Like I haven't had to wear a coat maybe like the past like week and a half, which has been so nice. That like anyone that lives in a cold climate knows that like when you don't have to wear a coat every day, like you are a new person.
It's so freeing.
It's so freeing.
Yeah.
But something I wanted to talk about and see where you're at with it, because I'm sure our listeners are paying attention to it too. Have you watched Quiet on Set? Have you been following everything? Like, what's your story with Quiet on Set?
I love that you just said that. I actually was just watching it before I came to record with you because I was away this weekend. I know, I think it dropped this weekend or ish. So I missed
the past like 72 hours, I feel like.
Yeah. So I didn't watch it. And I was like, okay, like that. I remember seeing the trailer for it a few months back. And I was like, oh, that's it's out now. I didn't know it was out. So I started today after work. I watched like the first two episodes. Dan Schneider needs to go to jail. Nickelodeon needs to go to jail. Everybody. So far, I just left off with the one, like, what's his name? Josh Handy, like the pedophile with all of like the child porn was the thing, most recent thing I watched. I'm just like, what the fuck?
Yeah. It's
the cum shot jokes that I definitely did not get when I was a kid. I watched those shows, and watching it now, I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The super, super high trigger warning. If you haven't watched it, which I'm sure everyone's heard about now, but like high trigger warning for everything child sex abuse, pedophilia. In the industry, like it's all fucking there. But I think it's crazy. I finished all four, and I feel like I haven't been able to like not think about it because it is so dark. But then I think what's crazy, I was talking to a friend about it and how this, I mean, obviously I think we know about, like, you know, children that work in the industry, you know, the abuse that can happen. But I think it was crazy because Drake Bell is being interviewed and kind of featured in this documentary talking about his experience and the abuse that happened with him.
Okay.
Yes. So in the original
trailer, he also do some stuff though? I mean, which is to negate that something happened to him, but like he also like did stuff, right? Like,
yeah, he had some problematic things that he's done as well. But you know, there's no perfect victim. Cycle of abuse, exactly. But it was crazy because I was like, oh, growing up, you know, there was we as children observing, like, what's is it Corey Haynes? Not Corey Haynes. What's the guy? Is it Corey Haynes? The guy that is
No, it
the
was the
child's.
other Corey.
Yes. But we watched him as, like, oh, that old guy that was a child star that, like, can't
Corey
get his shit.
Feldman.
There we go. That can't get his shit together. And, like, what a wash, you know, what a wash up. But we weren't kids watching him as a kid. And now, kind of observing Drake Bell, it's kind of the same. And it's very bizarre of like, oh my God, we like you're, I mean, there's so many things that when you grow up, your childhood is ruined. But I think something about this documentary in particular, that I recommend for anyone that has the mental capacity and kind of like, I think the documentary does a very good job of just laying out what was being shown to kids and kind of like doing, because they, I don't know how they had all the, they have all the footage, all the rights to everything, which is crazy. They have every single video that they're talking about, they're showing it as well, which I don't know how they got the rights to show everything.
Well, I don't think that. I don't see why they wouldn't be able to, because I'm not a legal scholar by any. I am a Degrassi scholar. I'm not a legal scholar, but I think that falls under fair use because it's commentary. So I think,
Oh, I
yeah, like
guess
just like
so,
how if you
yeah.
watch a documentary and they can show, I can show a clip from Jaws, but if I'm just saying like, oh, in this scene, I am explaining it. Like I had a YouTube channel. I think the same applies that like, yeah, I'm telling you that, hey, they made a cum shot joke and I'm going to show you what I mean,
Yeah.
and that's it's transformative. It's not like a copyright issue, so I
Got
think they
it.
are
Okay.
legally allowed to do that.
Got it. But I think what's crazy for me, because you know, like this, you know, we're 90s kids, these were the shows we were watching. This particular The Amanda Show, like The Amanda Show was my fucking show. And
Yeah, absolutely.
the amount of stuff that they were showing, I was like, oh my gosh, I remember that. And now, like, I have never watched it since being a kid. And so now I'm an adult watching
Right.
it. And my immediate thought is like, yeah, this is fucked up. Like, there's no explanation that's being done in my brain of like, oh, well, you know, it was different back then, you know, like, you know, people just are so dramatic these days. Like, no, my adult eyes see it for what it was when I was a kid. I didn't know how to like figure it out, but I have memories of like, because I think when I remember watching all that or the Amanda Show, I remember being like, who the fuck is that random old guy? Why is he always on the show? Like, I didn't get that
Right, same.
bit.
I was like, who's this man? Why is he
In
always
the
there? But there were always occasionally, like on the Amanda show, an adult role, like, because it
But
was with, like a
he,
parent or something.
yeah.
So I was like, I guess he's just like one of those people. Like, I don't, like, he's an actor. I don't know.
But the thing was, is that like, I remember I was like, I don't. Because you know when you when a like a celebrity comes in on a sitcom and everyone's like, "Woo, cheers!" I feel like it had that energy, but I was like, "I don't know who the fuck this, I don't know who this man is. Like, who are you, sir?" But the thing that got me that like I got like chills and like body like jaw on the floor was like I'm getting chills thinking about now was the scenes where Amanda was in the hot tub with him because I remember that shit.
I remember that. I do remember that. Well, because I feel like the bit was that she would be in the hot tub with different people, or was it only him?
It was only him, or I think they would. I remember only him. Maybe
I
she
don't
was in the hot tub
remember.
with other people, but like I vividly remember him being in either like she would interview other people, then he would come in later. Like, gosh, yeah,
Yeah,
but.
it's so, watching it now, because like you to your point, I haven't seen these clips sent for like
Exactly.
over 20 years, and I watch them now and I'm remembering some of the bits. I'm like, oh yeah, no, I remember, definitely I remember seeing this. Like this was something I've seen before. Like I watched the scene where like the kid is doing this one boy, he's a Brian Hearn. I hate that I remember his name only because his adult self
No.
is like really attractive. Which is not the point, but I was like, oh, he's
Yeah.
so handsome. But he the he's talking about like that weird like fear factor thing they had to do, and
Yes.
he was like covered in peanut butter. I remember that when they showed that, I was
Yes.
like, I've seen
Yes.
this before. Like, I don't, this is in the recesses of my brain, but I was like, I definitely have seen a child. And like watching as an adult and like the dogs looking at, I was like, this is fucking weird. Like,
So
what the
fucking
fuck?
weird.
Like, and you know what's so fucked up about a lot of it? So much of it. And like, I almost wonder if there's somebody who, I know we have some people who like are therapists and are like a lot smarter than we are. Would you consider, like, aside from just like the treatment of the kids, would the way that they like portray this stuff be considered grooming to the child audience? Because it's very much like it was
Must be.
weird, but you're a little kid, so it's like normalizing. Oh, it's just funny. And then you're just not clicking, like, this is like, were we being groomed? I don't like, I hope I'm not using that loosely because I understand it's a very serious word. But I'm watching it. And I'm just like, I feel like the fact that I saw this thing that was made for kids by kids, and that the kids are being portrayed on it, and I'm myself a child watching it, and I'm not getting what the adult joke is because I'm a kid, like, and then seeing it as an adult and being like, oh my God, like they really like did a cum joke with Jamie Lynn Spears. I didn't get that when I was a little kid. Was this grooming for us to think this is normal, okay behavior? I genuinely am like, that's like fucking weird.
I think what's crazy, I had the same thoughts, and then what's crazy is in infuriating is that so many people they're also interviewing adults who were part of the production in some way, and
Yeah.
like none of them will admit, like they're like, yeah, it really was fucked up, huh? But then they're not admitting that like how fucked up it was. And then Dan Schneider's going all over the place being interviewed or giving an interview, and like it's just like, okay, but we're adults now. Like, you know, the people in this documentary have a voice now. They're saying these things. We as viewers are adults now. We are saying these things. Like, fucking listen. Like
Well, because in some ways, and like I understand the power dynamics, especially in the entertainment industry, where it's like I understand. Like I was thinking watching this as somebody who wants to one day write on a television show. I was watching and asking myself, like, what would I do? Like for like the women they interviewed who were on
Oh
the
my
Amanda show, like, what
gosh,
would I do in that
yes.
situation? Because it's like obviously you know this thing is wrong, and in a lot of ways you are complicit, right? Because you're taking part in it, but you're also not speaking up. But you're also like the stakes are high for you too. It's actually kind of funny because I was listening to Beyond the Blinds, like the Diddy episode, and how much like that kind of parallels. And honestly, I guess you could just argue just like everything that we hear that comes out of Hollywood. It's like a
Oh,
lot of people
no.
knew this was happening, but I guess it gets complicated when you are in a position of like, where like, you know, you say something, you're never going to work in this town again. And that's not a joke. And I'm not implying that that means don't say anything. But I do to a certain degree, but not all the way, understand how people find themselves in those positions of like,
Yes,
I just won't say
definitely.
anything. 'Cause it's like Hollywood's a small town. It isn't like any other, you know, industry where like, okay, well, I don't work here, but I can find another job somewhere else. It's like you get blacklisted and you're done anywhere.
Yeah, it is the I just can't stop thinking about it. It's been like 2 days and since I finished it, and I'm like, I can't stop thinking about it. And then
It's so fucked
today,
up.
with getting ready for the podcast, I was like, oh, Degrassi. Like,
I was just thinking that too. I'm like,
damn.
are we gonna get an exposé about what happened on the set of Degrassi? Like, you know, it's when you're dealing with these are kids, you're dealing with kids.
The I forget his name, but the actor that played Theo on The Cosby Show, Jamal, oh,
Malcolm
is it Jamal?
Jamal Warner.
There we go.
Say his name, all three names.
say his name. Still looking good.
Still looks good.
He was being interviewed. Wait, no, it wasn't Malcolm Jamal Warner. It was not Theo, the other black older brother from Family Matters.
Oh, the other one? I don't know his name.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry to this man.
Ugly Theo. Not as fine, Theo. Let me stop.
But he was being interviewed in the Vice series, like Dark Side of, I think,
The
comedy, either
90s.
Dark or Dark Side of the 90s. Yeah.
Yeah.
And was saying, like, if there's kids on set, like, there's abuse happening. And then you just
Yeah.
think about, like, people that, like, if you're talking about a show full of kids, who wants to work this? Listen, who wants to work with fucking kids, period?
Okay, well, hey, let's not
Side eye.
knock ch kids television people.
No.
Not all.
No,
I know people who work at kids
no, I'm
television.
not saying that. I'm just already like, these people are interesting because they are willing to work with
No, but I
the,
think,
you
you
know.
know, to your point though, I think it's like there's always this conversation. I hate the one thing I hate now, and I'm sorry. When does your heart stop? Because I hope you're not going too over.
No, it's fine. Yeah. Like,
Okay.
not till like close to 10.
Okay. All right. Well, if we can at least get one episode, and then I think we'll figure the rest out. Sorry, you guys are hearing how the sausage is made. But like, what was I gonna say? But like, yeah, the thing with like Hollywood, right? Because like, okay, so this is what I was gonna say. The bad thing about this now is that obviously, like, there's sick people in Hollywood. There's sick people everywhere, but like Hollywood especially. But there's this like. So I was on TikTok and I started getting the reason why I started watching it today is I started getting clips from it and I was like, oh, okay, like let me watch it and like check it out or whatever. But it very quickly went into like the QAnon, like in Hollywood is full of pedophile rings and they're reptile people. And I'm like,
Oh
okay.
no.
As I hate whenever these conversations come up because like it's so easy for these nut jobs to then like eclipse the conversation as like, yeah,
Yeah.
why do you think they're so famous because they're all fucking kids. And I'm like, okay, that's not what's happening. Like,
Right.
there's a very important conversation to happen about Hollywood and the fact that when you have this space that is so full of money and power and few checks and balances, they're supposed to be because there's unions and there's things, but like they cut corners all the time, as we see in the show. I mean, they talk about how the kids
Right.
were overworked. But like when you have this, it does become a breeding ground for very predatory people because they can get away with it. It's not that like Hollywood is everyone's a pedophile and that's why everyone at the Oscars is gonna go like to their like weird pedophile ritual later. It's like not that. It's just that like it can attract really predatory people. And the
Exactly.
kind of people who make it and at the top are predators. I mean, honestly, it's just how it is. Because if you're willing to throw people under the bus, you don't see people as anything but a
Exactly.
paycheck. Yeah, and that's the environment. It's very easy for somebody to sneak in there who's going to hurt people,
Exactly.
especially children who are the most vulnerable. Like that's just it's what's going to happen
Exactly.
unless there is like a systemic change to the industry. Otherwise, it's just going to keep happening, and that's
Right.
I know fucking full well as someone who wants to work in the entertainment industry, I wouldn't let my kid. I know
Hell
damn well,
no.
I'm like, oh no, absolutely not. Like, fuck no.
Yeah.
It's full of pedophiles. Like, my dad, like, oh, I want to be in this industry, but also they will, you know, that'll happen
Exactly.
to you there. No, not me though.
Exactly.
But you know, but it's,
Yeah.
I can, I mean, I'm not in the industry, but I'm like, yeah, you know, that
Yeah.
cognitive dissonance that like, I'm aware of this, but I'm like, I still want
Exactly.
to do it. Like,
Yeah. Well, you
being
have
sick.
your frontal lobe developed. You have
I'm an adult.
autonomy over
Yeah.
everything in your life. You know, like, you
My
have your
body
shit.
and yeah, I'm an adult. I'm not a young impressionable, not even just a child, but even like young adults. And that shit happens to people who are in
Come on,
18, 19,
CW.
20 too. Like, yeah, it's a lot of stuff. So I
Yeah.
highly recommend it. I'm gonna probably watch the rest of it tonight. I don't know why, because it's gonna be right before bedtime, but I'm gonna finish. I have to get to
Yeah.
the victorious part. I want to see Alexis Nicholas, who's been talking about
Know.
this for years and has been kind of treated like she's crazy too.
Come on now. The
She's been
thing
talking about this
is,
shit for a year, a long time.
I think, I don't know, we could discuss more on our own later, but there wasn't as much as of her in the documentary as I was thinking. And I think
Oh.
legally, and what they, I think they were making sure that, like, okay, we're going to legally and succinctly talk about these specific things that we have, like these were convicted pedophiles. These are specific things that people are saying out loud with their own mouths, like, people sharing their experiences. And I think what she, Alexa Nichols, she's like, listen, and went fucking farther. Like this, all these people need to go to jail. And they're like, yeah. But no one is willing to talk on camera about that. So I think, yeah. But
That makes
yeah.
sense though, because I was curious how much, like, especially I think Jeanette McCurdy, even like she wrote about it, but she never said out loud, she never said Dan Schneider, but we know it's Dan Schneider, like she said the creator, she
Yeah.
kept it vague, but also because like we know that he's very litigious too, so she kept it
Exactly.
very vague. And I am curious to know about the stuff with like Ariana Grande, but Ariana Grande might, well, I will never come. I do not see a world. People are like, what is Ariana Grande going to say? I'm like, nothing.
Yeah,
Absolutely
but
nothing.
I'm very curious because I think like the day after the show finished, Dan Schneider was giving like a terrible interview with something terrible interview. But I was talking
Child.
again with a friend, and he lots of things I could say, but he is just doing that like narcissistic thing where it's like, my hands are clean of this. I have an answer for everything. I have an explanation for everything. And like I apologize now. I apologize if I made you if you perceive my actions as this way. Like, I'm sorry if I made you feel that way. It's like that's not an apology. And so I'm very curious to know, like, now that all this is coming out, this terrible person is now like not do he's not shutting up. And he's like being a narcissist about it. Like that's a lot of times that for someone that has been abused or has had harm come from this person, as an adult, hearing how they're behaving about that could sometimes trigger people to be like, well, fuck that. Fuck
So
you.
I, the reason why I don't think she'll say anything, isn't because I'm like, oh, like she's like not like, you know, I think a lot of it also is why a lot of people don't talk about this stuff is because like I feel like it's a house of cards. So it's like you talk about Dan Schneider, there's other people like and I think that it's like it can be risky. And you know, Ariana Grande is at a place in her career where I think she probably could and like be fine because she is Ariana Grande, but like it kind of goes back to that original point of like, I mean, why so much of stuff in Hollywood just persists because it is like it's not so well kept secret that these things happen, which means that there are a lot of secret keepers, which means there are a lot of people in power who also know. So it's like if you say something, like it could also implicate other people. And I see why people don't say anything. I'm not saying it's okay, but like I'd be shocked if she did. I'd be very surprised. I hope she does come forward and says some shit because she does have some power that it's like that would be a big deal, but like,
Well, I'm thinking like not even those are the two heavy hitters. I'm thinking about anyone else, right? Like anyone else that has something to say, this could be a triggering kind of turning point for them.
got it. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I want to know, like, I'm sorry we keep talking about it, but like, even the Amanda Bynes of it all, too. Like,
Come on now.
what the fuck happened there?
Because again, in the show, they're just like, Dan Schneider was very close with her. He was very close with her, and that's the extent for what they said. And I'm like, so what does that mean? Like,
But like, if she's not said anything, it's like,
exactly. So I think they
who's
were
to
like,
say, you know?
listen, here's what we know, here's what people have said, and that was bad enough,
And
So I'm
Alexa
very
Nicholas is
curious.
definitely like, you know, burn all down. And she's not wrong, but it's like, you know, you're trying to, you know, I get it. 'Cause I will say, like, I think what I like about it is very informative and feels very like just straight up, this is what happened. And also just like showing you like, what do you think? And you're like, I think that is creepy. I think that is a creepy thing to do. I think that I agree with you.
Oh, gosh. But
Anyway, do we want to get into this kids show too. Fuck.
Well, okay, before we get in, I've two shout outs.
Oh yeah, of course.
So a dose of positive before we
Okay.
get to our kid shows. That again, we are rewatching this as an adult. And I mean, listen, again, anyone could come forward and be like, yeah, this is fucked up. This is what happened to me, and I would fucking believe it. But
Oh yeah.
at least we're not having the inappropriateness of the storylines with kids like we had at Nickelodeon with this show, you know? Not to the extent that, you know, we're not getting the cum shots. We're not
Well, not there's no yeah,
getting
there's no
licked
cum
with peanut butter and dogs, you know?
there's no cum shots here, thank God.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Okay.
Okay, we got a DM from Dana or Dana, and they say, "Hi, finally started listening to the podcast recently and am loving it. I didn't watch Degrassi as a kid and have found it fascinating but tough to get through." We get it. We get it. We have a podcast, we get it. But listening to you two talk about it is great. Anyway, I also wanted to tell you that I listened to an episode where you were talking about how good Rally's is while I was stoned. So I ordered it and you were correct. It was very good and may have become my new favorite source for munchies. Oh, now I want some fucking Rally's fries or Checkers.
Yeah, their fries are really good. They're top notch.
So good. So good. And yeah, that's our DM for this week.
Wow. Well, thank you so much. I hope you enjoyed your rallies while you were stoned, and I hope you have many other rallies, like experiences in the near future. If you have a word to drop us, hit us up at EWS Pod. Be sure to rate and review the podcast and share it with your lovers and your friends and your families and your enemies. But if you're ready, Lauren, shall we get into this episode? So we're doing Lauren is a jet setter. So we're gonna do one episode this week and then another episode next week. So we're gonna do episode five, yes.
Yes.
Amazing. So season nine, episode five, You Be Illin. Synopsis. Allie decides she's done with Johnny. However, after talking with him, she then starts falling for him once again. Girl. But when he tells her something shocking, all of her hopes disappear. Meanwhile, Peter wants to regain his position in Stude's, but they moved on and recruited Jane. Right, rightly so. Good. Fucking
But
good.
I know.
Yeah. So in our cold open, Allie, Jenna, and Claire are they're on some self shit. The episode opens unlike any other one we've done because it kind of just drops us into this like
Yeah.
moment, which I'm like, oh, okay, interesting. So they're like sneaking down the hall, and Allie's like, I'm over Johnny, but I need to get these fucking pictures to try to get into his locker. Jenna makes a very weird comment to Claire about her not sending Casey pic photos, and it's like, girl, Claire, watch your man. Like, Jenna is coming for your gig, honey, and she's still not picking it up.
She's also that person that's just like, oh yeah, I used to be known as a boyfriend stealer, but like I would never do that to you. And like your boyfriend's so hot. Like she just showed
I'm
up.
like, Claire, you better send Casey a picture right now. It's like, no, but like, maybe you
Girl.
need to do that. Do you want to keep your man or not? It's like, no. That's bad advice. So Claire has to talk some sense into Allie when she finds an old picture of her and Johnny together. So Allie's clearly not over him. She's still catching feelings. So Allie and Claire are watching Johnny, and Allie's like, okay, I'm gonna go talk to him and just like shut it down or whatever. So he knows already that she's been snooping in his locker because apparently that's a decoy he has. And I'm like, what's in your actual locker?
Listen, the red flags out of this man the past two episodes, I'm like, you need to run, girl.
Throw him away.
A 17-year-old with a decoy locker? Like, sketchy. Sketchy.
What if like he just keeps all his like favorite books in there, like in the real locker? It's just like a library.
Don't know. He, it's. there's some things that are just coming up for him that I'm like, these are giving red flags. And the fact that he's a white man with long hair and a hat that he never takes off, it's problematic, you know? It's
Yeah, at a
problematic.
school where there's been a shooting, like no one should be having decoy lockers. They need to be like doing a
Listen,
locker search like every day. Yeah,
not to be like, this is what we need to be looking for, 'cause these are what public, or what are they called, shooters? It's not even school shooters, it's just shooters,
mass shooters.
mass shooters. Johnny and his friend group are the prototype for
Yeah.
mass shooters that get upset by something and then shoot up a place.
Also, not you being away from the United States so long that you're like, what are they called? I'm sorry, what are they called? We don't have that here in China. It's not something we have here. How do you say boom boom boy? Like what? How do you say bang bang boys?
Now I was really trying. I was like, let me be politically correct. It's not just schools that get shot up, it's everywhere. But I forgot what they're called. Yeah, mass shooters. There we go.
Lauren, comodito, someone who shoots a gun.
Oh wow, what a dark side of our
¿Cómo se
lives,
dice?
Jesus Christ.
¿Cómo se dice? Murderer?
Oh gosh. Listen, we are not well. We are not well. We have too much trauma since childhood. We are not well. Oh.
I know we have like non-American listeners and they're just like, oh, girl. They're like, oh, someone got these girls to therapy. I'm like, well, I gotta pay for it, so I don't have
Yeah,
healthcare.
okay.
So
Also,
right,
we're
so
trying, okay? I
all
do go
right,
to
money
therapy.
bags.
I'm
I
working
do
on it.
therapy, but I pay for it. That must be out of a job too. I'm like, we'll see if I keep going. Anyway, he kept his promise though, since I haven't shown anyone these pictures except for Bruce, as you know, remember when I did that, but
Mr.
no one
Simpson.
else. Yeah, and Mr. Simpson, but that was an accident.
Yeah.
I didn't send that to him.
Exactly.
But she's like finding him charming because he's like, I kept my promise. And she's like, oh, and like, girl, but
Also,
also
did
like,
he promise?
yeah, he's like, I won't show it to anybody. See, I can keep promises to like some people and like.
I just was like, how why is now the time to be like, oh, you broke your promise. I kept mine. It's like they're not the fucking same,
They're
sir.
really not. He's like, oh, you showed pictures that I didn't want getting around. I'm just saying, I'm like, yeah, but one of them is of me with no clothes on, and one of them's you holding a teddy bear, which is a very normal and sweet thing to do. A human thing, in fact. But
Yeah.
anyway, Peter comes by to Danny and Sab, who are like working on this music theory class. He's like, hey man, you guys want to jam? But like, oh no, we got so much work to do, like get through compositions or something. And Sav's like, oh, we have this show, like you should come through. And Danny's like, no, don't invite him, don't invite him. No. And he's like, oh, like, yeah, like Jane sings for us now. Like, sorry we hadn't told you. And it's like, guys, he did meth like one time. Like, they're like kind of like, okay, if Peter's the fence, they really are like, fuck Peter. And I'm like, yeah, he did meth once. Like, come on. Come on. Who hasn't?
I also thought, like, with, I guess the reason Peter didn't go to their gig at Spinner's new apartment, aka Peter's old apartment, I guess he didn't go there because of the trauma of doing meth that one time.
He's
But
at home, like going through withdrawal after the one time he did it. He's like in
I
his
was under the
it's a
impression.
full on hold on, he's full on like a full scene of like train spotting. He see like the baby on the ceiling and shit, but he's like withdrawing.
Listen, Canadian meth is hits different, okay?
Does it hits different.
Actually,
Hits like a hockey puck, you know.
the character of Walter White is actually came after the drug dealer that supplies most of the Toronto metropolitan area. So,
Shit, that's
yeah.
scary.
But I was under the impression that Peter quit the band to work on himself. And they were like, okay, we got to
Yeah.
move on.
Yeah, I think he did. He's like, yeah, guys, I gotta get off this meth. And they're like, I gotta get off the smack. And they're like, okay, well, we want to keep playing. So, like, we're gonna get a girl, a person to sing, and it's a girl.
Also,
Jane shows up and
yeah.
she's like, Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was gonna say also he like fully their big gig at the beach party, beach bash. He
Oh,
fucked that over
yeah.
too. Like,
He did.
bruh. Burn of
He's like,
bridges.
1, 2, 3, 4, 10 calls a day. Like, yeah. But he ate, though. Like, I should have just played along. Like, he was
They
killing
were
it,
playing a different
actually.
song, Sadiq. That's why.
Okay, this is like, it was an artistic choice. Like, fuck. Like, you ain't ever done meth and mess up your friend's performance.
Sadiq's my Peter apologist.
I know, who would ever expect? I just love chaos, okay? Someone get Peter more meth. I want to see what else he does.
I know.
Jane shows up. She's like, dudes, I worked out a hella harmony. And I'm like, I don't think that's how you use hella. I think the writers heard that term. Like, they heard hella good by no doubt. And like, oh yeah, the kids are saying hella now, but they used it wrong. I'm like, no one's, you would say, you'd be like, oh, I worked out a hella good harmony. You would say a hella harmony.
The thing is that I definitely at this time I was saying hella as like
Yeah.
a cool thing, and it was not cool.
You know what's funny? I didn't say it then. I started saying hella because I started watching Insecure and they're in LA and it comes from like Southern California. So I started saying hella because I was like, oh, like, yeah, that like works. I like that.
I think I remember, like, I feel like if I could go back and find my like Facebook statuses, there's a few of them that I said like, hella good day in math. Like, I hella love my friends tag Sonique and Marley. Like, did you guys get the math homework? Because I remember we were just commenting on each other's statuses, like what the homework was.
Basically, it's like, did you do the reading? Like, fucking
Like
nerds.
it was hella hard. Like I was using it, but in a way that like I was like, oh, that makes me unique and kind of cool, which means it wasn't.
I'm from LA. Ever heard of it? Yeah. So
Oh God.
in gym class, Allie tells Jenna about Johnny. And Jenna's like very clearly the exactly friend. She's like doing a lot of like, yes, like this episode. And honestly, I'm kind of living for it. Jenna, I find her kind of annoying, but this episode she was funny. I kind of enjoyed her. So she confides in Jenna that like Johnny was her first and she was his first. And she was so attached to him. And Jenna's like, oh, okay, now I get it. Like, right. And she's like, but she's kind of a romantic. She's like, maybe if you guys are meant to be together, like you will. Like she's, which I thought was kind of sweet, but like also kind of like naive, but also she's just like a girl. Like she's like, oh, like I get it now. You guys had sex. Okay, well, maybe like one day you'll get over it. Like, you know, she's trying her best. She's from Calgary, probably.
Do you think she's the teenage version of that? Who's that one actress that always plays the like horny best friend coworker in like every rom-com?
I don't know.
Like she's
You
a
know, you're more
13.
well-versed in like rom-coms than I am.
I feel like we've talked about it before.
Oh, are you thinking about she was in 13 Going on 30, but she was actually like the mean girl grown up. Oh yeah. I always forget her name. I'm thinking about her right now. Someone's screaming it. So I actually like her.
Yeah, but she always plays like
She always
that
plays a
character.
sidekick role.
And I feel like that's Jenna. She's the teenage version of it. Judy Greer.
Yes, thank you, Trudy Greer. Yeah, I could see that. I could see that. She is kind of like, you know, plays a really strong supporting role.
And is like possibly gonna like when you are on a break with your boyfriend, she's gonna get drunk and then sleep with him, and then it's gonna ruin your friendship, but then you're gonna get back with him somehow, and that's okay.
Yeah. Okay.
So
Maybe. That's a that took a different turn, but yeah. So we're in media immersion and Johnny is waiting outside to see Allie and he gives her the photos. So he's like, here it is. So it's like, okay, like he gave her that, I guess, but like I was still think he's a piece of shit. But she doesn't. So Claire and Allie are outside and they're like updating the sign outside Degrassi. And Johnny comes up and he looks a bit worried and he's like, hey, can we talk? And in this scene, Claire's like, oh my God, like Allie, do not like fall for his shit. She fully is. You know that scene in Sex and the City when Miranda and Carrie are at the thrift store and she's like, I'm seeing Big, or I'm getting lunch, dinner with Big. And Miranda's like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, don't come cry to me again, Carrie, you pathetic bitch. And they're like fighting in the thrift store. I love that scene. Miranda eats her ass up. It's so funny.
I love Miranda solely for that like plot line of her just always pushing back on Carrie's ridiculousness, but somehow Miranda's the crazy one.
Well, it's funny because then like Carrie hits her back with like, oh, you just throw people away like Steve. And then she like hits Steve up again after. And she's like, yeah, that's true. I do kind of do that. And I'm like,
Yeah,
Miranda, I mean,
but
like, it's
also,
okay if you don't want to fuck Steve anymore. Like, it's fine.
yeah, throw away, break up with that, those are two different things.
Right. But she's like, you're so judgmental. If someone like fucks up one time, you're done with them forever. And I'm like, Carrie, maybe you should do that sometimes. Like, maybe you should consider.
Carrie Bradshaw, maybe, just maybe, you should follow the same rules in your life.
Maybe she'll see your lawyer friend who went to like Harvard or wherever, or Yale or whatever the fuck.
Come on now.
Yeah. Anyway. But like, I think that Carrie went to like Columbia. Where did Carrie go for college?
I did not watch the Carrie Diaries, so I am
I
not
didn't
sure.
either. I don't know.
And also, it's
I
not
think.
giving Columbia, it's not giving NYU, so
What are you to
maybe that's why
say? Are
I
you to
just.
say like Carrie went to Arizona State? I don't think so.
I
She's a New
don't.
York girl.
I'm more so thinking, I don't know if she went to college. I think she just like moved to New York, and that's like the epitome of Sex and the City is that like. These opportunities, they just kind of moved to New York and then they eventually worked themselves up to like getting these great opportunities. And then Miranda worked hard, went to college. Samantha, self-built. What's her name? Charlotte is a Charlotte. So
Charlotte definitely went to college. She went to like
she's a
Charlotte,
WASP.
like yeah, she went to like Princeton.
Yeah. And Carrie is just like the girl that kind of stumbles into things. She's, oh, who's that girl that painted the floor of her apartment?
Caroline
The
Calloway. Okay, I really hate that you're saying that because I think Caroline Calloway thinks that she's Carrie Bradshaw. I don't want her to
Okay.
ever hear this podcast and hear anyone ever be like, oh my God, you give like just to Carrie. Caroline Kelly, oh my gosh, she wants that so bad.
But I think if Carrie Bradshaw is a real person, she's Caroline Calloway.
Damn. Okay. So, like, it's kind of like a square, like a rectangle is a square, but a square is not a rectangle.
Yeah. Because
Fuck.
like Carrie like can't get her shit together, but somehow she like continually just like is able to like go into crippling debt to buy all these shoes, like
Yeah.
just like fall into job roles that. You know, I think she's a writer, but like if I'm
Yeah.
smoking and typing by my window, like I don't know. And so,
Yeah.
but I think the
And she's like,
reality.
I love that she's like wrote a Vogue and it's just like she didn't go to college. I think that's so like that's kind of chic.
Yeah, and I think Caroline Calloway is like the non-scripted version of that. She's the reality.
Yeah. Except she tries really hard. I think the difference is that like things don't just happen to her. Caroline Calloway tries really hard for things to happen to her and look like it just happened to her.
But I think the thing is that that's the reality. For these things to happen to you, you have to try. But Carrie's giving off that it's like, oh, I just stumble into it. Like, oh, like I was just walking down the street in my Manolos and I tripped and fell and then his dick fell into my mouth and that's my article this week, you know?
That's so funny because I'm pretty sure in this episode when she goes to meet up with Big, it's when they fall into that like pond. Remember? And she's wearing that really pretty dress. Yeah, I love that episode. That dress is so cute. I don't know what it is, but it's like such a cute. I've actually been like looking for a dress like that for like for years. But I think my boobs are too big.
That's the burden we bear.
Yeah, just big titty girls. Anyway. where the fuck were we?
Judy Greer, Jenna.
Yeah. So at the dot, yeah. So like Claire's like, girl, don't go back to that man. So at the dot, Peter confronts Spitter about Jane joining the band. And Spitter's like, you were trying to stay off the meth. We needed someone. And I laughed because she said the meth. I'm like, he did meth one time. Oh my God. Like a couple. He did meth for like 3 days. Like, come on. Like,
Was a
stop.
short, a long weekend bender. That's
He
it.
just had a
That's
bender,
it.
like one bender. He's fine. But Peter is bummed. Like, he feels like he got fired from his friends. So Spinner suggests, like, he still come through and help, like, and like, hang around. Peter's like, I'll feel like a knob because they're still trying to get Peter to, like, use British slang for some reason. I don't know. He looks British, though, I guess. So, like,
Yeah,
maybe.
definitely.
And by British, I mean he's just white. Anyway, so Allie meets up with Johnny. And Johnny's like, yeah, like, I'm sad. He's like, I gotta say something. And she's like, what? And he's like, I found something on my junk. My junk. Do guys still
Yikes.
call that their junk? Like, they junk.
I feel like if someone did, I would be like, yeah, that this is not for, like, we're too grown for that. It feels
Yeah, it's a
very,
very
very
teenage
juvenile.
boy thing, like my junk. It's like I feel the same way about like a grown woman saying my vajayjay. I'm like, are you fucking
Yeah,
stupid?
grow
Like, I swear to God, like I will never forgive. Oprah's done a lot of bad things, but I really can't forgive her for introducing the world to vajayjay.
Okay, this is a I have a question, because I feel like this was a not was. I think this is a big thing in like black holes households. Did the black woman in your life call it something different? Could call your vagina, your genitalia
Yeah, but
different?
it was like Liberian English, so it was like,
Okay.
yeah.
So I there is Noni?
Oh,
No,
I've heard
new
Noni.
Noni. Yeah, that's like a common one. But I also had an aunt that called it her girlfriend.
My girlfriend. And it's the same like opening, but it's a bunch of vaginas just like walking like slowly towards the camera.
I remember,
Lips
like,
flying in the wind.
I remember they were like my female, she had daughters, so like those were my basically only female cousins. So I remember like going over to the house once, and then for whatever reason it came up, and it's like, oh, like, and don't something something your girlfriend, and I was like, what? And they're like, well, that's your private area, and it's like, girlfriend, what the fuck?
Yeah, I grew up with, we say Mata in Liberia.
Okay.
Yeah,
Yeah.
Mata. So it's like I grew up that, like saying that.
Yeah.
And Toto for like penis. But
Classy.
I still knew what the proper name was. It just was more of like a colloquial, like cultural thing. It wasn't really like
Yeah.
if you went to like gynecologist in Liberia, I think they would still call it your vagina. I don't think they'd say your Mata. It's a little bit inappropriate. Like, you imagine your gyno calling like your pussy. I'm like, oh my God.
As you're in the stirrups.
I'm
Like
just gonna look at your pussy. I'm like, whoa, like
some
Dr.
professionalism, please.
Sklar. Like, can you be a little professional, ma'am? Call me the JJ, please.
Yeah, I prefer vajayjay. What if that was like in the like fill out form? Like, what's your preferred genitalia name? It's like, today I'm gonna go with Noni.
Oh my God, I love that. Your doctor has to like refer to it as like your noni, my nose.
Yeah.
Is that
Yeah.
the name? No, Nomi is the name of the woman from like from Showgirls. Her name's Nomi, right? I
Oh,
was like,
yeah.
her name was Noni, right? It's like, no, it's Nomi. Anyway, so he's like, that's a joke. And it turns out that Johnny seems to have a genital wart. But he's gonna go get it checked out after school. And we find out that Johnny lied. It was not his first time having sex. And actually, he'd done it for the few people. He
Damn.
lied to her. And I'm just like, fuck. Because poor Allie's like, where'd you get it from? Like your jockstrap.
She's so confident in her love and history.
She's like, right from like, jock strap, right? Like no common place where you get genital warts from. Which I mean, I guess you could get it from that if someone else who had genital warts wore it before. Yeah, I don't know.
I
But
don't know.
anyway,
I
but I
think
don't
more
think
so.
so. I think it's like
No, not
it's
an
gotta be skin to
STI.
skin.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gotta be skin to skin. So he lied and he had said that to make her feel better. And she's like, oh my God. And I'm like, I was like, oh my God. Like, that's so
Yeah.
scary, especially like that young and it's her first time. And it's like, oh, you might have gotten an STI. Like, and it's one of the ones that like stick around. Like, damn.
Also,
No.
I don't know if it was at this point, at some point in this episode, someone asks Allie if they use protection. And she's like, yeah, but she says something like, yeah, but blah, blah, blah is not always protected. And I was like, yeah, what about all the stuff? What about all the stuff that goes up the side of the condom? What about that stuff? I was like,
Where's that
listen,
from
Hannah,
again?
the girls.
Oh, right.
Remember when Hannah like thinks that she's like always thinks that she like has like, and
But
then
she
she's like,
got
I
HPV.
exactly, because it's not always protected by condoms.
Yeah, because it is skin to skin. So it's like, yeah, if it's a part of the skin that's not covered, like, yeah, you can. Damn. Oh, poor baby. So she's like, naturally, the next scene is her in the media immersion room, like just like frantically Googling genital warts and HPV, and there's cancer, and it's all the scary things. And she's crying and she's terrified. And I'm like, girl, get that vaccine. You need it. Well, I mean, if you have it already, it's too late. But if you don't have it, go get the vaccine. Also, listener, they extended it so you can get it until you're 40. So, like, get that vaccine. If you haven't gotten the HPV vaccine, go get it. B1 less, one less, O and E L E less S S. Okay, you remember that commercial?
The way that this song was stuck in my head for like a
I want to be
week.
one less,
One
one
less,
less,
one less.
O N
O N E
E.
L E S S. Listen,
And they're like
okay.
double dutching. So they know it's from the sisters. I was like, yeah, it's for me.
They're
I'm
like,
talking
oh,
audience.
our research shows that you are in a black household, so we're going to cater this commercial to you.
Thanks, Nielsen.
Oh, that was
But
a fucking bop.
I know, but like as soon as I found out I qualified for that vaccine, I got it because I was like, I want to be one less. It worked. I'm like, yeah, bitch, I'm not trying to get no HPV. So Allie, Jenna comes in, she's like, what's wrong, girl? And Allie tells Jenna they did use a condom, but you know, you can get it from skin to skin, like you said, the stuff that goes up around the sides. Jenna's like, go see a doctor. And I'm like, thank you, because as you know, on Degrassi, people like to freak out and not do it that. And Jenna's like, girl, go see one of the many free doctors we have in this country. Come on.
Come on now.
What are you doing? So Allie's at home by herself and she's in her room and she's got a mirror and she's trying to examine herself down there. Sav comes in to check the back of his hair with the mirror. And she's like, why do you guys lie to girls? And he's like, to hook up with them, which is not what she wants to hear. But he's also like, oh, like to, I guess, like to keep you from being hurt by the truth. But he's like, yeah, most guys are idiots. And I'm like, true. And unfortunately, that is a lesson we all have to
Very.
learn at a very young age.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's tough. So Allie and Jenna are down at the clinic. And Allie's like, I'm a slut. And Jenna's like, no, it's a myth. Like, she shows a little like pamphlet. We have a very good Degrassi learning moment. Like, myth at it. I misheard her. I thought she said STIs only happen to promiscuous people. And I was like, are we just gonna leave that unchecked? And then no, I rewound it. She's like, myth.
Yeah.
STIs only happen to promiscuous people. And I'm
Same.
like, okay. Good. That's like
Same.
Degrassi, what? Yeah. But Allie is fully spiraling. She also hasn't told Claire and makes sure that Jenna does not tell her either because she knows. Yeah, it was just fair. Claire in this situation is like, she's a little judgy. So, like, I would go with Jenna, the boyfriend stealer.
Yeah,
She ain't got no standards.
she's taken the first step of deconstruction, Claire has. You know,
Yeah.
she start, and by deconstruction, I mean she stopped wearing her uniform. So
Yeah, she's not there yet.
she's not the right one for this situation.
Do you hear that apparently one of the husbands in like the Girl Defined universe is like deconstructing or something?
Yes, of course.
I
Of
got that,
fucking
like, of course you fucking
course.
know that. What's his name?
This
Dav? Dave or whatever?
Dave, I think, is yeah. But
Yeah.
I'm like, 'cause listen, as if as an as a de fellow deconstructor, I'm like, yep, Dave, that's the research to deconstruction pipeline. You start looking into it.
Oh, is that what he did? He just started like looking into it.
Well, he just was starting to have thoughts and questions as an adult and started kind of like researching and kind of trying to figure out, oh, why do I feel this way? And then was doing the research and then was in doing kind of some self-reflection. I think he also seeing a licensed therapist, you know. And so yeah, he was like, oh, you know, I don't know if I want to believe in something that constantly makes me feel terrible and sad. And if my whole life is going to be terrible and sad as the point of the religion to suffer, I don't know if I want to do that. And I was like, wow, yes. You
Wow,
did
that's
it.
amazing.
Yeah.
Is the wife gonna deconstruct, do you think? Like, how are you gonna stay together? Like, because she's like really like in that world.
I mean, I think she, I don't know if she would call it deconstructing. I think she is deconstructing to some extent and just kind of fully analyzing like what is my actual belief system out of the what is my actual faith outside of the rigid legalism of religion. But I think she, like they made a video together about them talking about his deconstruction and what it's like the two of them together. But she's like supportive and like pretty like sound in how she's communicating with him about it. And I'm like, oh
Okay,
my
so she's
gosh.
definitely on that path too. Because I just feel like if she really was like still fully like,
Yeah.
this is how to be a righteous woman, I think she would like, it would be
Yeah.
like, no, I have to leave this man. He's like of the devil.
Yeah. No, yeah. So it's like
Yeah.
kind of maybe healthy. Like I was like, okay, so good for them.
Wow. So Stu is getting ready to head to the show, and Peter shows up with a van. He's like, yeah, I got it from a dealer, and people are all weird about it. I'm like, oh my God, guys, a car dealer. Like he did, yeah, he went to his he's gonna have a dealer. He got the meth from that one girl. That one time he
Yeah.
did meth. Like, what? Like, he's gonna have a dealer. So he bought a van and he's like the roadie now, I guess. So back at the clinic, the doctor tells Allie that things are looking good, but they won't really know until her pap smear, which I like to call it, comes back. And she's like, hey, like, can you consider the HPV vaccine? Like, you'll need your parents' consent, but like, you should consider it. Jenna's like, I'm one less. Like, I got mine at my old school. Like, they already gave me, I'm good. I'm ready to fuck. Do you remember that? Like, I remember at this time, the HPV vaccine being a very contentious subject because it was like kind of thrown into the same conversation of like, if you give kids condoms, like they'll go have sex. If you give your kids birth control, they'll have sex. So like there was a whole thing of like, oh, do we bring the HPV vaccine to schools? Like, do we require it the same way we require like, you know, the measles and like, you know, meningitis and shit?
Yeah. Well, I think yes, I do remember that conversation happening. Because I remember like at my church, it was like a big thing of like, are you letting your daughters get this vaccine? Because I at the time you had to get the three, I think it was like three shots during this certain age gap, which was adolescence, in order to
Yeah.
prevent the in order to actual vaccinate for later in life. But and so they had to do it within this timeline, which is, you
Right.
know, they're minors. And so there was that whole thing. And then of course, like a lot of misinformation of like, if you it was not even the thing of like the naysayers were kind of like, oh, you know, it's gonna promote promiscuity and all these things. And it's like, no, the scientific thing is that we just need to vaccinate them for later. We have to do it now,
Right.
you
So
know,
like you
like
don't develop cancer, which is what the doctor brings up, because like Allie keeps concentrating on like warts and she's like, cancer, like cervical cancer. Like, get that shot, babe. Like, you got a cervix, get you that shot. So back at Degrassi, Allie is still distraught and she still hasn't told Claire either, but she confides in Jenna about Johnny's lies. Claire, Jenna's like, well, he was honest about the HPV. Again, still trying her best to be like, huh, is he kind of good? And it's like, Jenna,
No.
no, babe. But they are ready for revenge. Allie wants to tell everyone that Johnny has an STI. Like, that's gonna be like, we're gonna get his ass back. And Simpson inadvertently gives him an idea of like announcing it like on like the PA system that like Johnny has HPV. So we're at this like talent show thing, which I guess is apparently for this like master of music class. I don't know. The Degrassi like has all types of special like courses. I'm like, Like, what is this?
Okay. Do you remember doing this? Because I feel like that was very much a thing when you were a teenager in high school. Like when you were talking to other people, you're like, well, my high school, we have this special program, and like you have to apply for it, and like you have all these special things, but like it doesn't translate to anyone else that's not at that school.
Yeah.
Did you do that with like talking about the consortium? The or
Oh
what the
yeah, definitely. Like, oh, like the Northeast Consortium consists of like three high schools, and they all feed in from these middle schools. So you get to like choose your. It's like very like, I don't know why I thought it was so special.
I know. That's what this
Yeah,
music
you know,
thing feels like.
yeah, like at our school, you can play music. Like, but like a regular musical class, you have to audition for it, and it's like a special like intensive musical course.
Comparable to Juilliard. You ever
top
heard of
top by
it?
yeah top by one of the members Bare Naked
Bare Naked
Ladies.
Ladies.
Ever heard of them? One Week theme song to the Big Bang Theory. That's all I got.
I mean, that's basically the extent of it, so.
Yeah, I think that's like their careers. There's like someone listening who's like a Bare Naked Ladies like stan, who's like a Nakey, that's what they call him. And it's just like freaking out. Like, oh, actually, there's also like the pink jacket, and there's also like my girlfriend's beautiful. It's like, whoa, like calm down, Nikki. Stream 1 week. Sorry. Dance
Also,
Twitter is so funny to me.
there's a certain 90s kid thing about like being able to say the little fast. It wasn't even a rap, it was just a very fast lyrics part of the song of 1 week.
Yeah, I had a roommate who knew all the words. I was very impressed by it.
That was like their party trick, yes.
Yeah, and she like did the whole thing. Everyone's like, whoa, like that's crazy. It's like, okay. I felt that way about like knowing all the words to like Loser by Beck.
Oh, of course you would. Of
Well,
course
because
you
it was like
would.
it wasn't that fast. So it was more my pace. Like it's something I could handle. I was like, I could do that.
But also, that's such a Sadiq thing of like, I know, pulls hair behind ear. You know the lyrics to Loser by Beck?
In the time of chimpanzees, I was a monkey. Ever heard of it?
Where I'm
Yeah.
like, chicken and chicken, Chinese chicken, like
Chicken, China, Chinese chicken. I'm the kind of guy who laughs at a funeral. It's been one week
yeah.
and you look at me. I don't fucking know the words of that song. That, like, oh my God, like, I love that when you watch 10 Things I Hate About You, that's the opening song.
Yes,
Like
it's a
what?
bop,
It's like su
it's a
it's such a
bop.
90s fucking movie. I'm just like, wow. Anyway, so oh, sorry, one last detour. Evan's party trick for like
Oh
90s
no.
thing. You know that song, Bad Touch? You and me, baby, ain't nothing but mammals, so let's do it like we do on this. Yeah, he knows all the words to that. So like that's like his like thing that he like, I know all the words to that.
That's a deep, listen, you guys are a deep cut couple, okay?
Thank you. He loves that
That
song because
that
that
is
band
so
is from his
niche.
like town's hometown, and he's like, yeah, they're from
Oh,
my
the way that
hometown.
I used to brag that OAR was from Bethesda, Maryland. Yeah.
Who's OAR? I'm sorry. Who's that?
They're a
Who's she?
band.
Oh, okay.
They had a song,
That sounds familiar.
That's all
But
I got.
Charlotte's from Maryland. It's from Waldorf.
Really?
Yeah, they're from Waldorf.
Oh, well, I don't want to claim them as much because pedophiles, so.
What?
The Good Charlotte, the two brothers
Oh yeah,
that
didn't they date
dated.
like 16-year-olds? Oh yeah, that's
Yeah.
true. I thought you. I was thinking more like, oh, like there was like. I mean,
Oh.
it's still not good, but I thought
No,
it was
like
something
the low
different.
key pedophiles, where it's like,
Yeah, like a Wilmer Valderrama. A Wilmer Valderrams. Like, if there's levels of pedophilia, Wilmer Valderrama is like the least bad signal. It's actually all terrible. Anyway, So they're like gonna plot, right? And now, Peter's pissed off because now the band's called Janie and the Studs now. It's not even Studs no more. Like they changed everything.
Honestly,
And he
that's
like goes to
better.
Jane and he's like, "Oh, here's a tambourine. Why don't you go shake a tambourine, girl?" Because my girlfriend liked to do it too, because you're a girl, that's what girls like to do. And Spinner's like, "Nah, she's singing, that's my girl." So while that's also happening, Jenna and Allie are kind of icing Claire out a little bit because they're like, "No, this is like our own like thing, like you don't know." But then Allie admits to her like what's going on, and Claire's like, "Yeah, let's do revenge." And they're like, "Yeah, exactly." All three of them like, "Exactly." You know, there's three of them saying it back and forth. So they're ready, and they decide like, oh, okay, like Jenna's gonna wear a wire. She walks into the room where Johnny is doing detention, like cleaning the floors, and she's trying to like seduce him, and they fuck with the audio, so now everyone can hear them talking. And she keeps saying like Johnny DeMarcos, everyone knows who she's talking to. And she's like, oh, like don't you want to hook up? Like, what's wrong? Is it medical? Like, what's the problem? And he's like, I love your friend. And then Jenna's like, oh, and she runs out. She's like, she loves you. He loves you. It's like, Jenna
Oh,
got hit in the head, kicked in
Jenna.
the head by a horse. Like, what is wrong
For
with her?
sure. For sure.
At that
Speaking of
rodeo
being
thing in Calgary,
the Calgary Stampede.
the stampede, she got stampeded up right on the head.
Speaking of the Amanda Show, remember that girl that was like, I like eggs? Jenna's giving that girl.
What happened to her? Is she like, was she on the documentary?
No,
Oh
but now
no.
I'm like, where's she at? How's she doing?
Oh no.
So I feel
Oh
like
no.
it's gonna be someone like that where it's like they were in the periphery of a show, but we still recognize them, and they're gonna be like, yeah, so such and such happened here. Here's my tea. Here's my testimony. And that's the shit that's gonna be popping off, I feel like.
Fuck, I hope not, but probably.
I hope that more information comes out about how this person's terrible. That's what I'm saying.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I hope he gets like fucking buried. So Peter is still mad. They didn't have his back, but like things got messy, Peter. It's not you, it's the meth. But they're like, you could be our roadie and we'll get hot wings, and he's fine with that. It's all he really needed was someone just to be like, we'll get wings, and he's like, yeah, which like he's very me-coded in that way. I'm like, okay. Like,
Yeah.
we'll get buffalo wings, and I'm like, okay,
I'm easy to
we're
please.
friends. Yeah, I don't really require it much. So Allie got the vaccine, got a nice little zoom in of her arm with a little band-aid. And she's like, yeah, my parents said, yeah, they were very cool about it, actually. I told them I wasn't gonna have sex, but it's preventative. And they were like, that is a fair and measured choice. Look at the Bandaris. They
Yes.
don't know what's going on though, but like, okay.
They have no idea that there's nude photos being circulated
There's new
about
photos like that she like had like a full like HPV scare. Like they have no fucking clue. So Johnny's about to come over, and she's like, quick, Claire, tell me why he sucks. And she gives like a very long laundry list of why he sucks. And he confronts her, and he has this like line. Again, I love moments when you could tell a writer is just like, like they write that line and just like, I kind of like this little life. They're like really proud of, they're like really proud of
I
themselves.
like
Like,
this little life. Yeah, very much so.
I killed it. Because she's like, he comes up and he's like, all right, Allie, you're holding all the cards. So are you up in the stakes? And she goes, I can't play with someone I don't trust. Game over. Writer was like, and send. Like, done.
Laugh out loud.
No notes.
Oh,
But
God.
yeah, he's like, it wasn't my first time, but it was the first time with someone he actually liked. And she's like, okay, but we're still broken up. And she leaves. And I'm like, good for you, Allie, for showing
Yes.
some boundaries and some strength to be like, nah, dude, like you played with my body. Nah, you fucking around with my health. And that's
I
the end of
like
that
that.
episode. Yeah, me too.
I like that this was, again, we're in a different tone in this season where, like, We're continuing storylines for more than one episode, but then we're also like allowing a lot more complexity with characters. Like again, last season, Johnny was had a good edit, but now sometimes somehow he's a fully a villain and like a terrible person and like not a one time, not a once. What am I saying? He wasn't a newly non-virgin. That was the most common way to say, but because I remember I was like I really believed his storyline last season, like where it's like
Yeah.
oh, I think they just decided to do something different with his character this season. That's why it's different. But yeah, like I like that Allie had like the stance of like, you know, I almost kind of wanted to make this work, but I deserve better. And I'm not gonna put up. I feel like they could have very easily kind of made them a on again, off again couple. And they didn't, and I like that.
Yeah, I'm glad they didn't do that. 'Cause that would
Same.
have been lame. But yeah. So we're splitting up these two episodes. So I think we're gonna end here
Yeah.
for this episode. Next week we'll be back for episode 6. Wanna be starting something. See, 'cause we wanted to give you something. We don't want to just leave you guys high and dry. Okay. So next week when we come back, Holly J and Jane surprise themselves during a class project when they bond and start a babysitting business. But Holly J's crush on Declan could ruin things. Dave wants to be on the Auntie Grapevine, but Shantae refuses to put her cousin in the blog until he does something spontaneous. Yeah. Shantae, you stay. She's an interesting character. Like she's again on a very different show, but I'm like, I'm enjoying her. So I'm glad to
Same.
see her doing something.
Same. She is the
But do you have
butler.
anything else before we close out this episode?
No. Yeah. Very, very curious to know a couple things. Very curious to know, listener, your thoughts on if you've watched the I feel like our first half of the episode and our quote first episode we recapped was just quiet on set. So I'm very curious
Yeah.
to know. Listener, have you watched it? What are your thoughts? And I feel like I don't know if now's, I know eventually I want to kind of, I'm gonna search to see like stories and people's experiences on the Degrassi set because I need to rip off that Band-Aid. It's not gonna be today, but I mean, Drake himself is a very sketchy person with young people, so
Yep, sure is. Sure is.
yeah, but very curious to know your thoughts, listener, and your thoughts and feelings, and yeah, any other hot takes you have on Degrassi and Degrassi episodes, is and I'm very curious to know, was anyone a Johnny stan? Did anyone have Johnny as their problematic crush, you know?
Okay. Yeah. I want to hear
Because
about
like
that.
I don't know if he would ever be considered like cute
I feel
even when I
like
was
I
young.
remember at some point later on in the show, he shows up and he has a haircut and he actually looks like, oh, okay, he's kind of cute.
Oh,
Like,
okay.
oh, like he looks like not greasy.
Yeah, I think there's just something about him that's long hair, the hat, and then like the ever-present like peach fuzz around his mouth instead of a mustache that I'm like, I don't know. He gives like the weird white kid on your bus route, you know?
Yeah, he does.
He smells like tuna. Like, I don't.
Oh no,
I just.
not tuna.
Like I don't know what it is, but like he smells like something bad.
Okay, so I googled De Johnny DeMarco Degrassi. I'm just like looking at the Wikipedia, like not the Wikipedia, like the images, and like someone wrote a Wattpad.
What's that?
You know, like Wattpad is that like that place people like write fan fiction?
Oh,
And this
okay.
one's called "Haven't Had Enough," a Johnny DeMarco book, a Degrassi book.
Oh. Okay, so he was this person for someone.
Yeah, it's by Chloe. What? Can I read some of this to
Yes, please.
you? I'm gonna read this page. All right. All right, so we need to have an episode where we just listen to read some
I
Degrassi.
know, we need
We've
to.
talked about this, we just haven't done it, but I feel like I'm almost waiting for when Eli comes around, because I know like people wrote a lot
Oh,
of Eli fan
yes.
fiction, so I
The
kind of want to
lusting for
wait
Eli.
for Eli Goldsworthy. They're obsessed. Okay, but haven't had enough. A Johnny DeMarco book. I hope it's good. I haven't vetted this. I hope it's not just like something like deeply racist. Rory's POV. Rory, Rory! I heard my sister yell. I open my eyes to see my 9-year-old sister jumping on the bed. Time to get up. Get ready for school. You're not even dressed, Nat. Now go get ready before the monster comes to get you, I joked. I started to make monster noises, and Nat starts to scream and run off. I laughed. I lay back down and look at the time. 7 a.m. New school, new hell. Same old pain in the ass classmates.
Sorry, go ahead.
I dragged my ass out of bed and got ready. I got black pants, a Rolling Stones t-shirt, oh fuck, a jean jacket that
Of
says
course.
badass babe on it. Oh fuck. I curled my brown hair and I grabbed my black boots and my sunglasses. This bitch is cool. I
Yeah.
also grabbed my phone and my bag. I walked downstairs, see Natalie sitting at the table. I can't make you a special pancake breakfast, squirt, I said. I have to get you to school and then to my school. My school's half an hour from yours. I promise I'll make them tomorrow. Promise? She said. Yes. If not, you can fill up water balloons and throw them at me outside, I said. Okay, she says. I laughed. Cereal okay for you today? I asked her. She nods. Do you have parents?
I think she's like the caregiver of the household,
Okay, fair.
hence the jean jacket.
Yeah, gotta get my denim. I walked over to the cupboard. I grabbed two bowls and the cereal. I walked over to the fridge and got the milk. I walked back and poured the cereal into the bowl. Then I poured the milk. There's too many details here. I grabbed two spoons and handed her the bowl. Want to set it down? She goes into the cereal like I haven't fed her in days. Slow down, squirt, I said. I don't want you to choke. She smiles and does as I tell her. After eating, I get Nat ready for school. She got her backpack and shoes on. When we got ready, we walked out of our apartment. I locked the door. She takes my hand. And we start walking down the stairs. Rory's POV. After dropping off Nat at Lakehurst Elementary. Oh, shit. I got to the
Damn.
parking lot of the new school. Degrassi. Oh, we're at Degrassi, bitch. I parked my car and turned off the engine. I grabbed my bag and got out. I shut the door and made sure the door was locked. This person is Thoreau. Okay, Henry David Thoreau, this one. All right. I walked up to the stairs to Degrassi to see Nick, Johnny, Bruce, and Lucas sitting at the side. Soon they looked at me. Ah, look who's coming. Lakers' own very own slut, Lucas says. Oh shit, I rolled my eyes. Go die in a hole, you shit brick, I said, walking up the stairs. All this bitch is tight. I like her. Maybe I can get a piece of you later, since you already let Nick have some, Johnny tease. I turned and looked at him. Johnny, I will cut your nutsack off if you ever come near me. Got it? That nutsack got HPV. I asked him. He just smiled. Okay, good. Now, don't talk to me. I turned back and walked to the stairs into the grassy halls. Hey, I'm Emma, a girl says. She had
Not
blonde hair and brown
Emma.
eyes. This is my friend Manny. I looked over to see a girl with brown hair and brown eyes. Both girls were a grade above me. That was cool what you said to those Lakers boys. Listen, I'm gonna stop there because it keeps going on and on. But as you can see, this is some good shit. We have to read this.
I mean, for the cereal alone.
She told us I opened the cupboard and there was a box of tricks. I looked inside the tricks. It was a full box. Thank God. I took out two spoons. I took out two bowls. I took out the milk. One was oat milk. One was almond milk. I prefer the almond milk, but she prefers oat milk. You better poison this fucking cereal if you're telling me this much of this goddamn cereal. Oh my God. Anyway, that's a young writer. I shouldn't be a
Yeah.
dick. Hi, a listener, honestly. Good
Oh,
chance the
but
listener.
okay, but it's like, is it meant to be like a steamy fanfic with Johnny?
I think eventually we got to establish some
Oh.
characters and some backstory and
Yeah.
breakfast preferences before we could get
Yes.
into it, okay?
As I mentioned before, I'm in my reading era. I've finished the Fourth Wing two books, Fourth Wing and Iron, what Flame, whatever. But I got some lovely suggestions from our listeners, but I am fully in the zone of like, oh, two people that are vetted against each other and hate each other. They want to cut off she wants to cut off his nutsack, and he wants to make fun of her publicly, but eventually they're gonna fall in love
Oh
and
yeah,
hate's gonna
definitely.
turn to lust, you know? So.
Okay, we're definitely gonna do we've promised this. I
We
think we're
have
in the
to.
era where the fanfic is probably good. I think that we
Oh,
should
yeah.
look for some fanfic and maybe do like a dramatic reading or a couple. Would you guys like an
Definitely.
episode where we just read fanfic?
Yes, I think that's a great
Let's do
idea.
it. Let's do it.
I'll start my
But anyway,
research.
oh God, thank you guys so much for listening. Stay tuned for the next episode. But as always, we'll catch you later, broomheads.
Bye, broomheads.
Bye-bye.